Hello, and thank you for tuning in. Welcome to our raw, spicy, and juicy podcast, Outspoken! Ooh, you will not be disappointed.
Ooh, ha, hold up, not the banging, the banging. No, not the banging, the banging. No, not the bang, bitch. That shit ain't it, bitch. That shit is ugly as the fuck. Take it out, bitch.
Hello, and welcome to the very first, is it the very first, Siobhan?
No, I wouldn't say very first, but is it the first this year?
I think so.
You're joking.
I think this is the very first episode of Outspoken in 2020 on the podcast.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Honestly, welcome to our Outspoken podcast. My name is Gia Tabasco.
And I'm Siobhan Watson.
So yeah, guys, we're so glad to hear you. I think you might have noticed that something's a bit different, you know? Mm. You can hear how lovely and luscious mine and Siobhan's voices are. Why? Why is that, Siobhan?
Because we've got clarity on lack, baby.
And why have we got clarity?
Because we've got some new microphones.
We've got some new equipment. So now I don't want to get no DMs about how the sound is dead, how we're not clear. We have upgraded.
That's it.
And
that's
it's on to bigger and better
bigger things.
Things. And today is the lovely Siobhan Watson's go.
Yeah.
But before we start, I think that I owe Miss Siobhan Watson a massive apology.
Why? Well, what have you done? I'm saying why. I don't know what have you done. This is what it is. What have you done?
Okay, so before we start, listeners, I have something to say to my beloved friend.
Mm.
I think I owe her a big apology. So a couple of years ago, Siobhan disclosed something very dear to me.
Wow.
And it was a decision I felt at the time was a very horrendous decision that she had made.
Okay.
And I mocked and I taunted her.
Mm.
And this Tuesday, I felt a sense of regret for my actions.
What have you done?
So a couple of years ago.
Guys, we haven't practiced this, by the way. So I don't know what she's actually going to say. And now my heart is beating.
Yeah. Guys, a couple of years ago, Miss Siobhan Watson let me know that she paid £50 to go to a very, very snazzy gym that was close by her.
Okay.
And at the time, I laughed.
Mm.
I laughed because I said, you're paying £50, I'm paying £20. And she was convinced, she was so convincing. She was like, look, like, I'm going to be determined, like, you don't understand, like, let me just pay my £50, da, da, da. Like, literally, and I'm just sitting there going, but I'm paying £20, I don't understand why you're paying £50, I just don't understand. Well, listeners, I have to hang my head in shame because on the 29th of September 2020, that was on Tuesday, I paid £60 for the gym.
Wow.
So, Siobhan, I'm sorry.
Girl, I accept your apology. It's okay. And you know what? At that time, it wasn't even £50. I was paying 80. Okay. It wasn't 50. It was a good 80, almost £100. Okay. Listen. What? 100, but you know, it was 50 for 1 month, I think. Something dumb like that. Yeah. And the thing is, I was still paying it again. So how come you're paying this? What happened? Tell me about it.
Okay, so this year has been a very triggering year. I think it's been a triggering year for everybody.
What kind of year has it been?
I lost my friend this year and he was my boxing trainer as well. He passed away.
Yeah.
And so I just couldn't muster the courage to go back to the same gym because I just thought I'm just going to see him everywhere. So I was on a hunt for a new gym.
Of course,
I did find a new gym. However, they are £60 a month.
Wow.
But when you work it out,
where is it?
You want me to bait up my life?
Okay, not bait up your life, but
I'll tell you after the show.
Okay, is it a bait gym?
No, it's not a bait gym. Okay, okay. It's a very how can I explain it? Like specialized gym because they only do mixed martial arts.
Okay,
so they don't do they have gym equipment, but it's not heavily based on gym equipment. It's more so based on like jiu-jitsu.
I see.
MMA, yeah. Muay Thai. Do you know what I mean? So that's what they specialize in.
Nice.
When I think about it, it kind of works out the same because I was paying Sam £7.50 a session.
Okay.
And let's just say I went twice a week. So that's £15 a week. And then if you divide 60 by 4, that's £15 a week. So technically, kind of paying the same price.
Okay. Okay. Makes sense.
But the thing is, with Sam, it was like per session, whereas this one is unlimited, so I can go in there anytime.
Anytime. And also, they always have boxing and that any time of the day.
Any time of the day.
Wow.
No, not even, sorry, not any time of the day, but like any session. Like, so whatever, you know, some people, they're like, no, you have to pay extra money for this session or whatever, but I can do, like some people do two sessions in one night.
Yeah.
Like they'll do wrestling and then they'll do Muay Thai.
Okay.
In the same night, yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, it's unlimited. So yeah.
Oh, bless you.
Way down it.
These things happen, girl. Like,
yeah, for
these
real.
These things
for real.
Actually happen. So, you know what? If you've got the money and it's not gonna break your back too much.
But I just felt a sense of guilt.
Of course you should feel guilty. Because you've been mocking for too long. And the thing is, other people I've been so ashamed to say it. And not just because of you. Bare people have been like, bro, I pay like £10 for my gym. And I'm like, well, I pay like 80 or 50. Like, what? Are you crazy?
Yeah.
So I get it. But yeah, you should feel ashamed. Thank you for admitting it. Thank you.
Okay. Do you want to get started?
Yeah,
Siobhan?
So let's go into headlines, guys. Guys, it's been a while. I can't believe I'm saying that this is our first episode of 2020.
Wow.
And 2020 has been disastrous. I know obviously a lot of you have been following us, so obviously we did this on Instagram for a while. We're just doing headlines on Instagram, and that's how we were doing our shows for a little while. And obviously social distancing became a new thing, so you know, we hadn't been lazy, we just had to be like go along with the times, you know. The times have been very stressful for a lot of people. Coronavirus, what the hell is this? So, you know, this is why, basically. But yeah, let's get into headlines, man.
Headlines.
I know you guys have missed this. Headlines. So a teen mom was accused of the manslaughter of her 20-month-year-old daughter because she left her in the house by herself for 6 days to party, right? So this happened last year. However, the case has now been brought forward this year. And so her name was Verthi Kudi, 18, and she was charged after her daughter, Azaya, died in her flat in Brighton, East Sussex, in December last year. Prosecutor Jeremy King said CCTV has shown her leaving her flat in Islingwood Road, Brighton, on the 5th of December on her 18th birthday. She did not come back for at least 6 days. So now is today, what I've seen happen is that I've heard that she was an ex-SPAC member. So for those that don't know, SPAC being the church, the controversial church, I put quotation marks because we don't know. I don't know. Well, they say they're church. So she was an ex-member of that church, and she was under, I think, Maria Moulin. She was her kind of like mentor kind of thing. So they had a mentor-mum relationship.
So wait, sorry. So whilst the child was alive, she was at SPAC.
Well, that's
is that
thing.
What they're saying?
Because what the timing is a bit weird. My source hasn't been too full on this bit here, but the actual it's not even alleged. She was a member.
Wow.
But what do you think of the whole thing that's happened with all this and everything? What is your thoughts? It's very sad, the situation.
Yeah. First of all, I just want to send my condolences to the family because I watched everything roll out and I could see the sister was in so much pain, and I sympathize with the sister as well because I know how it is to have a younger sibling that just does not listen. Like,
so what, the older sister, who is she, or the younger sister?
The older sister.
Okay, so what happened there?
Yeah, so I don't know if you saw it, it was on social media.
Mm.
There was a video of the older sister, I would say, terrorizing her.
Yeah, on the train.
On the train.
Was that her sister though? Because yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah, that was her sister.
What was she doing? Bullying her on the train?
Yeah, because, hear me out, because Verfi had run away and she kept doing it. And she'd run away for like 2 weeks at a time and everything.
Wow.
And although what she did on the train wasn't acceptable,
yeah,
I understand. Because if you have a younger sibling, you've tried everything. You've tried giving them money. You've tried being their friend. You've tried, you know, helping them out. And they're still taking liberties, still taking the mic. You flip out and you act irrational and you're not thinking straight when you're trying to, in your head, you're trying to discipline them, but it just looks like a bit of like you're terrorizing them in a sense. But people don't know the backstory of why the sister was lying about her age to bigger men. Anything can happen to you. Do you get what I mean? So get it. I understand the frustration in the sister.
Mm. But why was she running away though? That's another thing.
This is the thing.
This is why it's a bit mad.
Only God knows, because even me, I've had a situation like this as well. That's why it resonates with me so much.
Yeah.
I can't say this was a toxic household. I can't say anyone was being abused in my house. I can't, you know, I felt like it was an okay environment. People just decide to just run away and you'll never understand. My thing is it's a sense of freedom.
Yeah.
They want to be free. They don't like authority. They don't like being told, you know, because sometimes you can create a good space for them.
Of course. And still.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. People are saying, oh, maybe she was abused. Maybe. No, sometimes it's just them being selfish and not caring and just, you know, just going out doing their thing.
This is the thing, you know, with even just life in general. Sometimes.
Guys, I'm so sorry. There's fireworks. If you hear that, just ignore
sorry,
it.
Sorry, guys. I was hearing pop, pop, I was thinking.
You know?
What's going on there? But yeah, in life in general, to be honest with you, these kind of things do happen.
Yeah.
And it's like sometimes we think, oh, there's a source of abuse, or we think
somebody
did something to you. And sometimes it's not like that.
It's
Some kids are unruly.
Trust me.
To be honest with you.
I even remember some friends. They weren't even going through nothing, but they didn't want to go home.
Mm.
They had everything. Like I had a really good friend when I was younger, and her mum and dad was both in the household, bought her anything she wanted, always got pocket money and dinner money, because you know them two are separate.
Wow, that's a difference.
You know them ones.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, I don't feel like going home.
Wow, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Some people just reckless like that. They don't care. They don't care about your feelings. You know, they don't see the impact that it's having on your parents, the worrying, the shame. They don't care. Do you know what I mean? So that's what Verfi came across to me like she just didn't give a damn
about anything.
And she started early, 14. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
I would have done more than what her sister was doing. I'm not going to lie.
Mm.
I would have done more. I would have dashed her across that train.
Wow.
That she caught her in a house with grown men. Nah.
Are you joking?
She went on her Instagram. She's lying to men that she's 18.
Wow.
You know, it was too much.
I think sometimes it's like, it's psychological as well. There's sometimes we, like kids go through a lot and whatsoever. We don't know, sometimes it's more psychological.
I also feel
things.
Like something's wrong with her mentally.
Yeah.
Like I don't think she's all, like it's all there. No disrespect.
No disrespect at all, but I get it, because it's like, for you,
there's no comprehension skills at all.
And for you to leave a child in a place by themselves. But again, a part of the story, some people have said that basically she was living in a
mother and baby unit.
Yeah. So somebody should have been there anyway.
100%. Apparently there were 6 staff members.
Wow.
So how did nobody realise that there's a baby in there crying? So they have to be held accountable as well. As much as she is bad mind for leaving her child for 6 days, they also, what the hell are you guys doing?
What are you doing?
Why was the baby left alone?
Exactly.
You mean to tell me you, even within 24 hours, you would clock that the mum's not there?
Yeah.
But 100%. I don't know how a baby and mother unit works, because I'm sure those doors are like fire proof doors. I'm not sure if they can just gain access like that.
Yeah. You know what? It's a difficult one because I know that some are like, they're like a case of you all live in your, like a flat.
Exactly.
Thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like you all live in your houses or whatsoever. Right. And people check up on you, blah, blah, blah. But it's kind of private. It's not like an open creche kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's a difficult one. It's a difficult one. Story is,
because they probably heard the baby in there, but thought, oh, the mum's in there. But it's a case of like, I think there needs to be better training in a 100%. Sense that every 24 hours you have to see the mum.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
even get some sort of communication whereby they have told you, oh, we're leaving, I've taken the baby.
Exactly.
You know, it
yeah.
needs to be really.
It needs to be something so they know.
Yeah, like a protocol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know whereabouts. The whole thing is off and it's sad. The whole thing is very, very sad.
Yeah,
but
for real.
People were so, from the Spark Nation thing, to tie that back in quickly, people were saying that it's kind of an association of the members, the membership, how they're being dealt with there as well.
Yeah.
Because obviously this girl, from the story that we know, she went to party for 6 days.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, we don't know about how they've like taught her in those times when she was going or whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It's a bit off. So for young members and everything, it's a bit higgy haggard in the sense that we're seeing members come out and they have different issues.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, this place is supposed to be a place that is helping people.
Yeah.
You know, a refuge for people that have issues to help them. But it's like people are coming out with more different things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So do you think that could have had any kind of
impact.
Connection, impact?
I personally feel like she was just, that was her nature.
Mm.
You can tell it's from time, from 14 till now, I don't think any church could have had any impact. When you're a bad breed. Like, there's nothing anyone can do about it. I don't really like it when people blame like an organization or individuals for somebody's behavior. You have your own brain.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's really annoying when people do that because, you know, you are a human being. There's certain things that I saw when I was her age and I didn't do it.
So
what's the difference between me and her?
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? So is what is, Sha.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one, man. But the next one, next headline now. So, I don't know if you've been hearing recently. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've been hearing.
Mm-hmm.
But Jodie Turner-Smith. So Jodie Turner-Smith is an actress. She's also a model.
Right.
She will be starring in a Channel 5 series
about
the life of Anne Boleyn. She will be playing Anne Boleyn. Okay, so Jodie Turner-Smith has landed the role of Queen Anne Boleyn in a new Channel 5 drama series.
Mm.
The British actress, who is 34, is to play the second wife of the English King Henry VIII, whom he famously had beheaded.
Mm.
In the convention-defying three-part psychological thriller, which is set to give a feminist insight into the historical figure's life, Jodie described Queen Anne Boleyn as formidable and fierce, and she spoke about their decision to take on the role.
Right.
So this is something that obviously she's excited to do.
It's right.
Is a role that she's happy to do.
Mm-hmm.
The big, obviously, what the problem is here, well, it doesn't have to be a problem, but what the issue is the fact that Anne Boleyn, as we know, is a historical figure in British English history.
Yeah.
And we know them times there. She was like the wife of Henry VIII.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the monarchy. Mm-hmm. At these times, she was a white woman. White snow woman. Like Henry VIII did not have anybody of colour. Well, as we know, as with wives, right? Mm-hmm. So Jodie is playing a real life person, not fictional.
Yeah.
And she's playing this person. Mm-hmm. Jodie is obviously of African descent. She's a black woman.
Right.
And she's playing a role of a white woman.
Yeah.
So obviously, there's been a bit, I've been hearing a lot of different perspectives on this. Like, okay, so obviously, a lot of black people are for this.
Right.
They're like, okay, so, like, doesn't matter. They've played, white people have played Egyptians throughout history.
Right, exactly. Elizabeth Taylor,
so
yeah.
So why is it any different here?
Mm.
What is your take on this, please?
Wow. At first, I'm not going to lie, when I read it, when Siobhan told me about it, I was apprehensive about it. I'm not going to lie. Mm. I felt like, oh, we're taking liberties. Like, we blatantly know this is a white woman. And yeah. let the white people let play the white people and let mm. the black people play the black people.
Mm.
But then something in me clicked.
Mm.
And I realized since the beginning of time, white people have always played black characters. And it goes back to minstrels. It goes back to blackface. And yeah. that's literally the only evidence we have. Because who knows? Shakespeare, people might have been black. Lady Macduff sounds black.
Mm.
Hamlet yeah, sounds black.
Othello was black.
Othello was black. Do you know mm-hmm. what I mean? But, mm-hmm. you know, it's white people that have been playing those characters for the longest time.
Mm.
And then you go to, like, even characters like Betty Boop are based on real life people that yeah. were black.
Mm.
And even if you fast forward to Hollywood, to the last decade, we had yeah. Angela Jolie that played a woman called Marianne Pearl in a Mighty Heart. The woman was Afro-Chinese and Cuban descent.
Oh,
but
really?
Angela Jolie was playing it. Then you've got Jennifer Lawrence that played Katniss Everdeen in The Hunger Games.
Mm.
Rue was described as having dark brown eyes and dark brown hair, but they got a blonde-haired, blue-eyed mm-hmm. woman to play it.
Mm.
And this has been going on and on and on. You've even got a woman called Mena Suveri.
Yes.
She played a black woman in a film called Stuck.
Okay.
And instead of just getting a black woman,
mm-hmm.
they gave her cane rose.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So it even trickles down to cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, casting white actors to play cartoon roles such as Cleveland from, you know, Cleveland Show. Mm-hmm. And then you've got Dr. Hibbert from The Simpsons. And even Apu.
Mm-hmm.
It's all white people.
Yeah.
So essentially, it's our turn. It's our turn to start playing white characters. I think it's our turn. Mm.
You know what? I hear what you're saying.
Mm.
And because for me, all those things, I think apart from the cartoon one, because at first with the cartoon one of the Cleveland Show,
right.
I was uproaring about that.
Listen.
Until I saw there was a black guy and he works in voice.
Right.
And he was like, guys, I don't know why he's quitting the show. I'm a black man. I play white characters. There's so many black people. There's a black woman that's played so many blonde girls. And they were like, when it comes to voice work, it's different from acting. It's
okay.
Because it's like, it's a cartoon. You don't have to, like, if you're going to say someone should play Bugs Bunny, should it be a bunny playing Bugs Bunny? Do you get what I'm saying?
No, but that's different. Cleveland is a black man.
I know, I get it. But so is some, there's another woman that, that plays loads of white girls, white blonde girls, and she's a black woman. Black men have done it too. Do you know what I mean? They've played different. With voice, it's a bit controversial.
Okay.
Because I was even like, nah, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Until I saw the people that work in the industry and they were like, no, it's we're calm with this.
But okay.
With this though, I'm not going to lie, I'm not for it. At all.
Really?
At all.
That's a first.
I think it's so, honestly, I'm not for it. And my reason being is because, like, when it comes to fictional characters,
right.
fine. Mm-hmm. Like, when it came to, like, even the theatre production of Harry Potter,
right.
it's a black woman that plays Hermione.
Yeah,
She plays that. That's a very black woman.
Right.
And, you know, Hermione herself in the films is a white girl.
Right.
But is a fictional character.
Right.
But when it comes to real life, I'm sorry, I need to see that is you're trying to represent the real person. It's not fiction here. Like for me, there was even one film that I watched with Keira Knightley a long time ago.
Yeah.
A long time ago, like a month ago.
Yeah.
And it was about a leak in the British, some kind of like leak about the war, like the war in Iraq and stuff like that.
Okay.
And it was a real story. It happened like 10, 12 years ago.
Right.
So Keira Knightley was playing the woman.
Mm-hmm.
When they showed the woman, the real life woman, the real life woman is a white woman with blonde hair. Keira Knightley in the film is very dark. Dark hair, black
oh,
hair.
Come on, Siobhan. Like, that's not the same.
No, but it pisses me off. I like to see, if I'm seeing real,
right, like, I know what you mean. Like a real depiction.
Show me the real thing. If you're going to show me the real thing, show me the real thing.
It's
all
true.
Those things that you showed to me before, that's wrong.
It's like Knights and Noughts and Crosses. Did you watch that? The TV
I didn't watch
series.
It, but people were saying it wasn't like the thing
in
right?
the book, like Callum is blonde hair, blue eyes, and then they put one dark, like dark hair, dark eyes, and it's like, no, give
make
us
it,
the blonde,
yeah,
you know,
make
boy
it
that
makes
we want.
Sense.
It's true.
I like things that makes it, especially when it comes to real life. Yeah. If you're going to do the real thing, show me real, so I can say, because me, I'm the kind of person, when I watch a film, yeah, and it's that deep, I research it afterwards. I research it. And imagine as well, another thing as well about it is, yeah.
Right.
Like, for example, when we have our kids and stuff.
Yeah.
So, if, for example, our kids were going to watch this program and see this black woman playing Anne Boleyn now, for example. And our kids are inspired. They're like, mom, this is sick. Like, who was the real one? You go and show them the real one.
Yeah.
And there's no relation to them. They're thinking, okay, so what are you talking about here? Do you get what I'm saying? I can't relate.
I get you, but I feel like our history's been whitewashed.
And it's bad. And that's bad.
And, you know, obviously Anne Boleyn is a real person, but I'm sure there was black people around and they haven't had any prominent roles in these films, so I feel like
our problem is because there is black people around. Let's find those stories that we need to know about. I don't want to know about Anne Boleyn.
They've been erased though.
It's
probably silly. Anne Boleyn's best friend was black, but we don't know.
Show me her then.
Anne Boleyn was black herself, because hear me out. You know, back in the days, they used to wear mad powder.
Yeah, they did.
There was even one African princess. I think she was from Nigeria. She got married to somebody from Europe. I can't remember who it was. I need to Google this. But yeah, she was wearing white powder, like white. So nobody knew she was black.
Yeah, yeah.
So what if Anne Boleyn was black?
Nah, she weren't black, man. come on, let's not make excuses. Find me the black woman. I want to know about her story in these times, because we were around.
Yeah.
Don't try and swap me and pretend that, oh, you're this. No. I want to know about that woman in the corner that didn't get her light, that was doing bits in this time. Don't give me the crumbs. Why are black people, why are we happy to take crumbs from work? You're changing the character.
It's not crumbs. I don't see it as crumbs. It's protagonists.
Sometimes, if it's fictional character, I don't mind. It's fiction.
But I don't think it matters sometimes, you know, because there are some like white women that have been in like very moving roles and it still inspired me.
Yeah,
and even though I went back and I looked and I saw, oh, the actual original character was Latino or there was mixed race or whatever, it didn't faze me because the person delivered, such a phenomenal performance that for I me, just... I like green. So I think, I don't really think it matters.
For me, I like to see the real, even for the hair colour. If it's a real story, I want to know that you guys put the background work into this.
Right.
To put the representation properly, you guys research, you guys got your, you know what I mean? Because when you know once people have crafted films properly, they do the research properly, they show, okay, we have to get this person, we have to get this to put in the film because it made more sense.
Right.
I don't like it. Like, what's her name that did, what's that singer called? Zoe, what's her name again? And she went darker for the role.
Oh, Saldana or whatever her name is. Like, she was frustrating.
Like, yeah, that annoyed me. Black woman, you could have even got Lupita to play that. You went and did this whole nonsense.
See, that annoys me a lot. I feel like when roles are taken from black women, it's because we're not respected. Mm-hmm. When roles are taken from white women, it's more for diversity and inclusion.
Yeah.
We're more trying to, okay, let's diversify. It's been whitewashed for the longest time. Let's do it. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whereas white people are actually taking opportunities from us.
Yeah.
Or lighter skinned people are taking. That's not the first time that's happened.
Of course not.
There's bloody Viola Davis that could have played that role perfectly.
Exactly.
And they gave it to her.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're trying to push it, Angela Bassett.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
For real, you could have done it with that.
It was selfish.
It was selfish. And she knew what she was doing.
I'm glad her career's not going well.
That's it.
Sorry.
She knew what she was doing to be. She said that's the worst role. She knew that she shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
It's like, it's silly. Like,
it's very
do
silly.
Something big. You got people there that can play it.
If I go and play Mariah Carey now, outrage. Outrage. Let me go and do the biopic of Mariah Carey.
Like, honestly,
that's what I'm saying.
When it comes to real things, just do real. But when it comes to fiction, change if you want to change. If you want to make Tinkerbell black, let it be black. If you want to make Ariel black, she can be black, because it's fictional. Okay, you're screwing with our minds. Yes, because we saw it as white, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Mix it up. But when it comes to true life stories, leave it alone, man. Let it be what it is. You know what I mean?
I get it.
I get it as well. Like, we have had a long history of not getting ourselves anywhere. So, any piece of work, we have to take it.
Yeah.
They have to take it.
Which is sad, yeah.
I get you. Right, so last and final one.
Okay.
Is the terror alert in the UK has been raised from substantial to severe.
Mm.
Meaning an attack is now judged to be highly likely. So the move follows on from this week's Monday 2nd, night attack in the Austrian capital of Vienna, in which four people were killed. Mm-hmm. Last week, three people died after a knife attack at Nice in France.
Mm-hmm.
And while teacher Samuel Paty was murdered in Paris last month, and obviously that was for his... he did like a little thing about Muslims and stuff.
Yeah.
And then obviously they found some Muslim people who are like, what do you call it? Extremists found out about it.
Right.
And then now this has led to attacks and stuff like this. So
mm-hmm.
Are you feeling safe right now?
That's a good question. I do feel like the UK terror level should be raised. I think it's a very good idea because people are restless, people are brewing, and this is the best time to radicalize and get people riled up in their isolation mode.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If you had every intention of being a terrorist, this is your best time because you can create bombs, you can spread the word,
wow.
You can get together, you can really do this, you know what I mean? So I think they have every right to raise the level, and obviously it's happening in Europe already. That man crossed from Italy into France.
What?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know how he got in. I'm not sure what form of transport he took, but he came from Italy to France. That's the outrage that was in him. Do you know what I mean? So I think definitely things are going on. Even I was shocked. I saw the other day they arrested a far right terrorist. He was encouraging people to buy bombs.
What?
He was neo-Nazi, yeah.
Oh my God.
To create bombs, sorry. And he got arrested. He's an A-level student.
Are you joking?
A-star, yeah.
What? And he was born here?
Yeah, he was born here. But he's neo-Nazi, so he's more on the white supremacy side.
Yeah.
So they're getting breeded. All these terrorists, they're getting breeded up.
From all this?
Yeah.
So you think from the actual like lockdown and stuff, they're
more isolation coming. And furlough is not good for them. It's not a good mix because they're not working. Do you know what I mean? So the devil makes
work for idle hands.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So of course, if you're not working or you're isolating, you're spending more time at home, if you already have ill intentions, you're going to be Googling, how can I make a bomb? How can I, how can I cause terror to people or whatever? Do you know what I mean?
So
I really don't blame them. We've had the Lee Rigby situation. We've had the 7/7 situation, the London Bridge situation.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised if somebody... Yeah, I don't feel safe. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody starts doing it. And I wouldn't even be surprised. Do you know how they can even narrow it down? Supermarket.
What?
Because all the non-essential shops, restaurants, everything's been closed.
Yeah.
And where are people going to be the most during lockdown?
That is true.
Supermarket. All they have to do is go to the biggest one.
Wow.
Done.
Wow. It's true, you know.
You get the whole thing to collapse. So, boy, they need to be 100%. They need to be on job with this and really be holding guns and everything because people are mad.
I just think it's just like, just leave it out, mate, man.
Gosh.
Why are you doing it now? Like, obviously, we've got corona. We're in lockdown.
Yeah.
We're already fighting our battles. Black people, we're fighting racism for this whole year.
Yeah.
We're fighting about all
Muslims are fighting
things.
Xenophobia.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's too much.
We have too much on our plate already.
Honestly.
To be now adding this.
Yeah.
This is just a nuisance.
Yeah,
so
when
I was hearing it, I was like, I don't have time.
Yeah.
I don't have time.
For real. Terrorists are so annoying and they just really paint a bad image of a certain religion or race.
Yeah,
it's just
100%.
Terrible.
They really
Especially
do.
Especially what annoys me is when maybe they're African or they're Asian.
Mm.
You know, even if you're not Muslim, they kind of like, associate you. Or if you're Muslim, they associate you with that.
Yeah,
and it's
true.
Not right because not right. Islam is the religion of peace.
Exactly.
So it's being portrayed
labeled incorrectly.
Exactly, incorrectly. And we need to, I think as people, we need to establish the difference between Muslim and a terrorist. They're two different people.
They're different people.
And terrorists come in all forms. It doesn't matter what background you're
from.
It
doesn't matter.
Just like I said, the white boy got caught just this week for his neo-Nazi regime that he tried to incorporate in people's minds. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah.
But it's
that's
sad
what we gotta
how,
do, really.
Depending on your skin tone, it says how sometimes you're labelled as mentally unwell
or a
terrorist. Do you know what I mean?
People forget that, you know, the White Widow exists.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is she dead? I think she is dead.
Who?
The White Widow. She was married to Lindsay, one of the 7/7 bombers.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. I can't remember if she's dead. I need to Google that still.
Yeah.
But yeah, they come in all shapes, forms and sizes.
That's
so
it, man.
It is what it is. But yeah, definitely UK terror level needs to be raised. No lie.
Wow. Serious times, man.
Yeah, for real.
But that's it. That's the headlines.
Thank you.
So
that
much.
Was really great.
Yeah,
looking forward to the main thing.
Yeah, me too. The juice. Right, so we're going to go into the main topic now.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because, you know, we have to keep ahead of time. We don't want to keep you, you know? We don't want to keep
real.
You. So the main topic is about cultural appropriation.
Okay.
Okay. I know. We hear it so many times.
Time. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a buzzword now, like cultural appropriation. Whenever I'm on Twitter, I'm always hearing about it.
Yeah.
Something has done whatever. Somebody has appropriated this, blah, blah, blah. And I'll just break down what the actual definition of it is. So for those that don't know, cultural appropriation is the unacknowledged or inappropriate adoption of customs, practices, ideas, etc., of one people or society by members of another, and typically more dominant people or society.
Mm-hmm.
So, an example, his dreadlocks were widely criticized as another example of cultural appropriation. So, you know, cultural appropriation predominantly happens to those who are of ethnic minorities.
Right.
Basically, when they have something and it's been appropriated, so another minority takes it on, usually a minority that's considered as powerful society. So, for example, an English man will take on a Caribbean restaurant, for example, and cook their food. And the thing is, it's not even just about cooking the food, it's claiming that it's
the
theirs.
The whole culture.
Yeah. So there's even when I was watching MasterChef one time, this was like probably last year. I love MasterChef. I love it, love it, love it. And there's one thing that stuck out to me so strongly. And there was a point where, you know, when they go to the challenges and they go to the restaurants, I don't know if you watch MasterChef, but there comes to a point where they have to go to a challenge and they have to go to a known restaurant in England or whatsoever. And there was this restaurant there, and this guy, he made this restaurant, an Englishman, and he was like culinary, like top boy restaurant, right? Proper restaurant. And he specialized in Oriental cuisine. The food looked banging. The food looked delicious and stuff. And they asked him, they said to the guy, oh, you know, your restaurant, it seems very cultural with the whole Chinese culture and a bit of Korean. Right. What do you think of that? The guy was like, nah. It's my restaurant. I kind of have this influence because this is the kind of food I like. He didn't kind of make it. Yeah, you're clearly cooking like Japanese inspired food. Your menu, the whole menu was inspired by Asian culture. He's cooking with teriyaki sauce and all this kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? And this guy was an English man. When they asked him about it, he was fully like, no, people have said this, but I'm cooking the food that I enjoy. And he wasn't really appreciating the fact that it comes from overseas.
Yes.
And this is what kind of cultural...
No acknowledgement.
Yeah. And this is what kind of cultural appropriation is when you kind of also you're making money from it or you're doing something that is of another culture and kind of like saying that it's kind of yours kind of thing, you know? I mean, don't get me wrong. My opinion of this is that everybody cultural appropriates to a degree, especially if you live in the West. Yeah, we do. I really do think we do. I think
you think every somebody from a different culture they all appropriate to a degree.
A little bit, yeah. Really? We do it even like, not even just, not in the sense that to make money off of it, but in a sense of enjoyment. For example, I like pizza. That's something that I do. I enjoy other people's cuisines. I go home, I make my own. I go and make my own tacos and stuff like that. I will I will culture appropriate with cuisine, with probably even fashion sometimes. I might wear a Chinese inspired.
But do you dismiss the people from that culture?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Do you make money from that
culture? I don't make money. So to say that's the thing. I
wouldn't call that appropriation. But then call that assimilation.
People call this appropriation. So for example, if you see a white girl with braids, just rocking her braids, like they will say you're appropriation culturally because you haven't respected the braid.
No, but this is the thing. I actually,
this is when it gets difficult.
People are going to beat me up, but I actually don't mind it when white girls do braids, you know. My thing is when you do absolutely nothing for the culture. Like, for instance, Kim Kardashian, I find very problematic, because she will wear braids, but are you helping any black women? Do you acknowledge black women? Do you know what I mean? Like, that kind of, I don't really like that. But there are some people that you can see that they generally like just have like pure adoration for the culture. Like, for instance, I'm the same like you. I really, really love cuisines. Like, I love Thai food. I love Indian. Do you know what I mean? And I'm giving back, like I'm buying from them. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm putting money in their pockets. Whereas when our culture is appropriated, they kind of just steal the culture and start selling it themselves. Does that make sense?
Yes, I get
you. How many people do you see? How many black men do you see that own a fish and chip shop or an Indian shop?
Yeah.
Or an Indian takeaway shop? How many black people do you see doing that?
Mm.
But how many Asians and how many white people do you see that own a Caribbean restaurant? The Rum Kitchen, Cotton's, Turtle Bay?
Are you like, joking?
All of these restaurants are owned by white and Asian. Doesn't make any sense. Why, have you seen a black person owning an Indian takeaway?
True.
Have you seen a black person owning a Turkish restaurant? Doesn't make any sense. Do you know what I mean?
Why don't we then?
Because we know our place. We know our place. We're not thieves. I'm not trying to say people that are Asian and white people are thieves, but there are some to a degree whereby they take the culture and they make it there. Because I should have known. I went to one of these restaurants. I can't remember whether it was Rum Kitchen or Turtle Bay, and I just remember the plantain being tasteless, and I was like, where do you ever in this life have tasteless plantain?
Wow.
Have you ever had tasteless plantain before?
No, it's sweet, usually.
It's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, something is not right. And it wasn't cooked like to the brim, you know, like plantain needs to be a bit brown, but this was yellow.
Yeah. Oh, so you'd like, you know, when it's still that kind of rawish.
Yes. So I was like, this is weird, because I am in Rum Kitchen. Why is it not tasting the... And now I know it is white owned.
Wow.
Now I know. I'm not saying white people can't cook, but if I go and cook a tandoori chicken meal, it is not going to... Let's be real. It will never be the same as when an Asian person.
Of course.
Never. No matter how much. But
is it white owned, or is it... Was the chefs white as well? Or?
No. When I went, the chefs were, I think they were either Brazilian or Cuban. And then they said, oh, well, that's still Caribbean. And I was like, oh, well, I'm not going to get involved because I'm not Caribbean. So I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just like, I mean, even, I don't know if you remember this, Siobhan. I think I remember telling you this. There was a black woman.
Yes.
Years ago. Yeah, this was even before like social media cancelling and all this stuff. Yeah. She went into Turtle Bay, I think it was. And she was like, why is there no black people working here? Did you not see
it? I remember you telling me this, actually.
Why is there no black people working? Get up, get up. Why are you in here? Like, she was
switching.
You
said, get up, get up.
She was up. She was upset. And I didn't understand at the time. Like, I didn't get it, but now I understand.
Wow.
Now I look back and I'm like, that woman wasn't mad.
Yeah, she wasn't.
She actually had a point. Why are people making money off of... And it's almost like, okay, even if you're going to take the culture and make your own food or whatever, Bring black people in.
Exactly.
Why are there no black people working in your restaurant or making the food?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Even if you had some like top Caribbean chef, then I would, I don't think I'd have an issue with that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's somebody that's of Caribbean heritage that is cooking for me. Mm-hmm. But you've got somebody from a totally different country that is, it's not right. I don't think it's right.
No,
man.
I actually agree. I think, especially like, if you're, and that for me is appropriation in the sense that you are making money from
this. Yes.
So
and
that
you're,
is
and you're dismissing wrong. The people. You're not even acknowledging the people from that culture as well.
Exactly.
That's what annoys me as well. Like Jamie Oliver, when he takes jollof and he makes meatballs. Why did you not get consultation before you made jollof meatballs? And jerk rice, really?
And all this nonsense.
Jerk
all
rice?
All this nonsense.
Really? Jerk rice? Like, you only have to walk outside for like 2 minutes, find somebody from the Caribbean and ask them, does jerk rice exist?
Do we ever jerk rice?
Who signed all of this off?
Do we ever jerk rice? That's the thing. But you know, when it comes to food and cuisine, and especially when it comes from a monetary value of it,
Right. Definitely
that's cultural. Even when a case of like, I don't know if you've ever experienced going to a Chinese restaurant and then the people that are cooking is not Chinese, it's Indian.
It's wrong.
It's not. That's also wrong. That's also wrong because
but
I could taste the difference.
The question of this whole podcast, is can black people appropriate? And my answer is no.
We are
like the least. We don't touch nobody's culture.
I feel like when it comes to making money and all that and benefiting it from that way, no. But in a sense of small everyday things like hair and stuff like that, slightly.
In what sense though?
In a sense that, okay, this one, I know for this, I'm going to get dragged. And when I say this, I don't mean to be malicious because I do it. I do this. This is how I live. But like, even when it, so for example, when it comes to our hair, I know I've seen lots of debates and people say, oh, you know.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, it's such a big debate. And I really feel like, you know what, we can do whatever we want to do with our hair. No one should police us. If you want to wear your hair this way, that way, I'm an advocate for that. And for me, and I'm the why I say this is because I'm not always in the natural hair movement. You see me most times and you don't see my natural hair. But to say that, okay, when it comes to stuff like that, so for example, if we're saying that a person that is not black is wearing braids or doing whatsoever. And if we're arguing that they're doing appropriation, if they're not making no money, just a normal person, not somebody a famous person, you know, just a normal me and you, and they're just on the street wearing braids. Some people get annoyed by this, like, oh, why are you wearing braids?
Do you get it?
Then it's a case of why I shouldn't, if I'm this strong and vim with it, I should not be wearing blonde weave, bruv. I shouldn't be wearing blonde weave.
Siobhan, there are black people that exist on this
very
earth
rare,
with blonde
babe.
Hair.
Very rare. Come on, man.
But there's still a tribe.
Like, what's this percent? Like 10%. We always want to refer to that tribe in Brazil.
Blonde hair is not exclusive to white people.
I get that.
Straight hair is not exclusive to white people. So that can't be appropriated.
100%.
Sorry, I don't agree.
100%. Hair color isn't. But at the same time, on the majority, blonde grows from Caucasian people more than it grows from black people. I know black
but we still have it.
We still have it, but it's
so
very
it technically
rare.
Cannot it's not appropriation. We still have it.
I hear that, but it's very, very, very rare. It's not as commonly known. Have you ever met a black person with blonde hair naturally?
I actually have blonde hair on my neck, on my face.
Girl, bye.
I think I'm not even joking. My mum cusses me all the time. She
but
says
everybody's
that I need to
hair
shave
on their
it.
Face is a little bit faint.
Yeah, I have blonde hair. So
but have you met a girl, a black girl?
I might be a Melanesian as well, you know.
Girl, bad. Have you met a black girl that grows blonde hair?
And I think I am a Melanesian because... because I have grey hairs already, so I definitely believe I'm a Melanesian.
But the thing is, I get what you're saying. Hair colour shouldn't be about appropriate because it's a hair colour. I've always said this is a hair colour and that. But I've been challenged myself, like stuff like if you're going to wear wig or whatever, why don't you wear it more to your original hair texture. And I get that, but I also understand that we can straighten our hair.
It's not exclusive to white people.
I understand.
Black people have straight hair too.
Of course, and we can straighten our hair, and exactly. Our hair is also straight. So it shouldn't be, and I also hear that. But sometimes I do feel to myself, like, I don't, sometimes a percent of me is like, I get it. I do mm-hmm. get it. Because it's very rare to see a black person with straight
blonde hair. But it's the fact that we still have it.
We have it. But even when we do have it, it's not even straight like that. It's got a kink. It's not straight.
Not even. Have you seen Destiny Ryan's hair?
Who's Destiny Ryan?
The girl from, did you watch Star?
No, I didn't watch it.
Oh, man.
Is she black?
She's dark. Like,
what's her mix? Has she got a mix in her?
Not that I know of, but she's black.
She's like, black.
Black.
And yeah. Her hair is blonde straight. Oh,
okay, another girl is, did you ever watch In the House?
Nah, fam. Where are these shoes?
Ugh. I think, I'm not sure if this is her real hair, but that girl from Fresh Prince, Carlton's little sister. But I need to double check with that one. Carlton, I think that's her hair.
Thingy Bob. I'm not this.
There is a lot of black people with straight, like dead bone straight hair.
Of course we have straight hair, of course. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the time is I can't dispute that. We have mm-hmm. straight hair. But mm-hmm. is blonde, I would say, it's a rarity.
Nah, because the melanations exist. So I don't agree with you, babe.
Okay. But even with them, they don't mm-hmm. come, it comes out with a kink. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does. But it's still blonde. A kink.
It's not the same texture. Mm. The textures are different. Black hair texture.
I beg to differ. Asian. I'm looking at one now and there's one with straight hair.
Okay, let me see. Because I need to see this.
Okay. I beg, this is what I'm saying.
Okay, that's true.
Black people cannot appropriate. I'm just saying that.
You don't think we can appropriate at all?
No. I don't think so. We are not stealing culture. We're not making profit from anyone's culture. What we do is we have a lot of adoration for people's culture, because I don't know about you, Siobhan, but I know a lot of African aunties that absolutely love Bollywood.
Okay.
But they don't make money from it. They don't go and sell it and pirate it off and, you know, they don't do that. I know a lot of black people that love Korean dramas. Yeah. I went to the Korean Film Festival. It was absolutely amazing. But again, I'm not making no money from it. I acknowledge people from Korea. I'm not racist towards them. Do you know what I mean? I think it's when you're just really disgusting with it. Like, you take the culture, you make money from it. You don't involve them in it. And, you know, I think there's, you know, we're getting it confused. I think it's appreciation. We appreciate other cultures, but we don't appropriate. I'm refusing to believe that.
At all.
Literally, like, the number is so small. But when you look at other cultures, the way that they take from our culture is ridiculous. True. But then it's not all of them.
Yeah, it's not
some
all
of them are very, some very is appreciating. Exactly.
But
that's why
the thing. I think we have to know the difference as well.
Exactly.
Between appreciation.
But that's the elements that I was telling you about, like making money, not involving the people, not acknowledging the people, and really stealing, like, and trying to flip it to jerk rice, really.
Well, let me tell you this. So for example, let me give you another spine that works. If me as a black person, again, in the sense of not taking money or whatsoever, but I'm wearing something that is from a different culture. I'm not wearing it for a wedding or anything. I'm just wearing it for fashion.
Right.
So somebody from that culture could say to me, this is not right. You shouldn't be doing this. Because people, even Hawaiian people, they're like, don't be wearing Hululu skirt or whatever. That's not correct. But if you're just doing it for fashion as well. Mm-hmm. So what do you think of that? So for example, me, I go out, I'm wearing Chinese inspired dress. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's fashion. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it because I want to put money in your pocket. I'm not doing it to appreciate you. I like this dress. I saw it. I wore it. What do you think of that then?
Again, you said that you don't appreciate the culture.
I'm not doing it for a pre. I like the culture. I'm nothing against them.
Exactly. But that's appreciation.
Appreciation.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing it to appreciate them. I'm doing it because
you like it.
I like the dress.
That's appreciation.
So, for example, if you saw somebody in kente,
appreciation,
and they're not doing it because they're just wearing a normal day.
Yeah, because you know how you said there are some black people that they just go overboard. I'm not gonna lie. Like if they see a white person wearing braids or whatever, they are too much. Like, that's not me, innit? Me, I want to know your background. Do you actually like black people?
Mm-hmm.
If you like black people, boy, wear those braids. Lose those edges. Like, it doesn't matter to me. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, for instance, I heard there's a whole hoo-ha around, I think, is it Gwen Stefani? When she took the Harajuku girls.
Yes, yeah.
How she never did anything for the culture. But then again... Mm. Apparently, a lot of Mexicans said that they adored her.
They loved her. I saw it on Twitter the other day. Because you know that video she did, work so hard and night and day and now we get the payback. That one, what she did, a whole like Mexican-inspired video.
Yeah.
So everybody was like, oh, this is mad. This is... Because she's queen culture vulture.
Oh.
She get.
Yes, 100%.
But everyone was like, ah. But then the Mexicans were like, we loved this. Like, we actually loved when she did this.
I think it also depends on the response of the people from that culture as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. I think it is. But the thing is, like, I think with us black people, we're half and half. So another example was when this week, or was it last week, Rebecca Gormley.
I don't know. Do you know her?
She was in Love Island. She was this year's Love Island. And she dated Biggs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So she posted a picture recently and she had her hair braided. Like,
oh, yes. I saw her. Yes, I saw that.
And people were like, what are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Was this culture appropriation or not?
It depends. What's her background? For me, when I saw her, it didn't faze me.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was thinking, so long as she's not been racist, she was even with a black guy, a Love Island contestant. He was a Scottish one. So long as you're respectful to black women, if you want to lose those edges, jump on board. Like, because those braids were tight and they were heavy.
And they did,
and her hair could not carry that hair. So I was like, if you want to lose it, it's fine. Do you understand? It's completely fine. Like, enjoy life.
People were saying that he was bigging her up more and he is a weakest link. What do you think of that?
That, again, it's their backgrounds, man. It's really, really their backgrounds. If I look to his background and he's got so much derogatory things to say about black women and stuff like that, I can see why people are going to have a problem with it. But if she proper, like... You know, like somebody like Adele.
Yeah.
You can tell Adele, is not even... The girl went... I think she went Brit school. She's been around black people all her life.
Okay.
She really enjoys the culture and stuff like that. When I saw her in the China Bumps, obviously I can't speak because I'm not Caribbean, but it did not faze me because I knew she had been around people. She has these friends and she has not been a problematic white woman. She's just been there singing.
You know what? Her balance. That one, like... As a Jamaican myself, I just thought, you know what? It was, again, I didn't know. I thought, like, should I be offended? And I wasn't.
This is the thing.
And I wasn't.
So how would you feel? Because I remember last year, there was a girl that came on Instagram and she was like, I'm not happy about Africans coming to, you know, the carnival and wearing our clothes and da-da-da. Like, why are you... Like, this is not even your culture. Like, how do you... Obviously, you're my friend, but how do you feel if I wore, like, a Jamaican... Because it's the same thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't
Me and
mind.
Adele are not from the Caribbean. So if I wore, like, a... Jamaican bikini, how would you feel? Would you feel the same?
I wouldn't mind. I'd be like, okay. But then afterwards, I'm done. I wouldn't mind. Wear it. Wear it pride. With the carnival thing, I think my perspective of it is that, okay, I'm fine with anybody can go to carnival. But I think what the issue was becoming, it was a case of, it was becoming more of, this is becoming a street party.
Yeah.
Rather than...
I get that.
It wasn't, like, you know what I mean? It wasn't focusing again on the Caribbean culture. Yeah. So I remember a lot of people, it was a lot, I don't want us black people to be divided on stupid things like this, but it was a case of some black people were like on the African side, they were more like, oh, we're bringing Afrobeats to carnival. And this was when people were like, okay, we get it, you can bring Afrobeats, but it shouldn't be, it's not an Afrobeat kind of event. Yeah. It's a soca, it's a reggae, it's a bashment, it's this is what is a dancehall event. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. Okay, we get it's like coming to that kind of thing and then bringing rock and roll. Okay, we get it. We like music. We all love music. We all like to be together and it's a lovely union. But you wouldn't expect to if somebody who wasn't from from here and they came to Carnival for the first time, right. They shouldn't be experiencing rock and roll.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
that's not what it's about. If I was to go to the Caribbean.
That's not the origin.
Yeah, that's not the origin. If I was just gonna go to Trinidad Carnival now and they were doing rock and roll, I'd be like, excuse me. I paid how much for this ticket?
And people actually travel like outside the country as well.
People are traveling to Carnival, so it's like you have to obviously like know your lane a little bit in that sense. Yeah, I guess real. You know, I mean, that's where we could get a bit misconstrued. Don't get me wrong, I don't mind hearing one or two Afrobeats here and there. That's when it gets a bit misconstrued.
Yeah,
you know
real.
What I mean. So for me, again, to go back on this hair thing again. So I had a friend, right, and she was like, we need to, like, what she said to me, because basically she said to me, like, when she was working in the classroom and she had her straight hair and she worked with a lot of young black girls.
Right.
And it was a case of, she just didn't feel as though, when she changed her hair into braids, she realized it was like, thank you. It was like they'll say thank you for showing us this part of you.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, because it was like, they're growing up, they're seeing so much different things and they're not seeing the real you as a black woman.
Yeah.
But when she came in the classroom with braids,
right,
it was like,
a breath of fresh air.
Thank you, miss. You are somebody in the high status and you've come with your hair like this.
Yeah.
So she was saying to me, Shiv, we need to chill out. And I was I was saying the same thing, like you were saying, like it doesn't matter, like it's calm, like it doesn't, what are you talking about? It doesn't matter. And she was like, no, but we need to sometimes chill out. Because if you're thinking about it small.
Yeah.
Like, so for example, as a, I'm going to get dragged today. I guess I'm going to get dragged. So as a white person, if I see a black person wearing hair that's not theirs, and what would I think of this?
What do you mean? Say that again, please.
I don't know. I feel like I had to. I'm just thinking out loud. Yeah. If I see, and obviously, guys, don't drag me yet, because I wear wigs, man. Come on.
Right.
I'm just thinking out loud.
Okay.
If, as a person that is not black, and you see somebody wearing hair that's not theirs, what would you think about it? And this is why I think sometimes people from other races get a bit cheeky with us, because they think, why are you, and they shouldn't be getting cheeky, but why are they, I'm just asking as a question, not even to attack us or anything.
No.
But why is such a big thing with it? Yeah, please.
Okay, I wear it because first and foremost, in the beginning, I was conditioned to wear straight hair. So I was, you know, European straight hair was the beauty standard at the time. So everybody was really pressured to wear straight hair. Unfortunately, wearing straight wigs and all that has given me traction alopecia. So I have traction alopecia. That means when your hair's been ripped out, it's very thin.
Wow.
So I now wear wigs, okay? The reason why I wear straight wigs is because they are manageable. If I go and get a kinky wig, you have to use more products, more time, more. Literally, I don't look at my wig and think, I'm gonna feel more European. No, I literally wear it out of convenience because straight, I don't need to. Sometimes you don't even need to straighten it. You could just literally pop it on and go. But the work that you have to put into a curly wig, I swear to you, if a curly wig was the same kind of work ethic as a straight wig, I would wear a curly wig. I promise you. I do wear curly wigs.
Do you wear curly wigs?
I do wear curly wigs. But they are very difficult to maintain. And I'm not even making an excuse. Like,
really? I think curly wigs, I'm wearing one right now.
Yeah.
And this one also just pop on.
Which
and pop
I think
off.
Looks
I don't even care.
Absolutely splendid. She looks amazing.
Get out of here, man. But
listen, I told you when you walked in, I'm not even, You know, this is like the second time I'm repeating myself. Like, I told you when you walked in.
Thanks, girl. This word, I feel like it's just, I don't think it's that much maintenance. Mm-hmm. I will say the maintenance comes from my real hair. That's where the maintenance comes from. That's mm-hmm. when I feel the stress.
I don't even care about my real hair. Like, is I just it? Don't want to be walking out my house edgeless. But my real hair is fine. Like, I wish I could wear my real hair out. I would never wear a wig again, ever. Mm. But it is what it is. I've just had to really deal with it.
Yeah. I think I'm the same with you. I think if I could wear my hair more naturally all the time,
right,
I would do it.
I wouldn't give a damn. I would do it. This is the thing.
It's only because my hair breakage.
Exactly. The breakage is real. You
for
are
me.
Wearing it for protective styling. Exactly. I feel like the way that this country is because of the weather and everything and that, it's more prone to breakage. Whereas if you were back in a like sunnier country and something like that, you could have your hair out. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. Like, they think that we wear it because we're somehow like, I don't know, like we are so obsessed with having straight hair. And that is not the case for the majority of Black girls. I think like 1% are the ones that are like, yeah, I need to be European, da, da, da. But I'm telling you, like 99% of Black girls, wear wig for convenience. I promise you. Nobody cares about having straight hair. I promise you. Everybody has put that relaxer down.
I'm telling you.
No one is relaxing their hair anymore.
We all
have afros under these wigs. So please, if you are a listener and you think Black girls only wear straight hair because they want to look like European girls, no, baby.
And the craziest thing is the hair is not even from Europe, it's from Asia.
Baby!
That's what the maddest thing is.
We do not.
But no, for real, it's definitely a convenience thing. For
literally.
Me, it's convenience. I don't know if you saw me last year when I was doing my pony.
Yes. Oh, she looked wonderful, actually.
Thanks, girl.
Not the bayang.
The pony was...
The bayang.
I'm dead. I love that song. I wrote that pony.
I might even put it as the intro, to be honest. It's an amazing song. Absolutely
amazing. I loved it. I loved the pony hairstyle. I loved it. I was ponying. And then, day by day. Minute by minute, I'm seeing the hair just shrink. I said, geez. And I don't know if, for me, I think, is it hereditary? Because my mom, the other day, she was rocking her natural hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, Mom, please be careful. Yesterday, your hair was longer than this.
Today,
it's short, you know, my fam. She was like, oh, really? I said, I don't mean to sweat you, but let me came with this hair for you ASAP. Please.
Listen, the way the breakage is real.
It's so real. I don't people understand. Do you know what I mean?
And it also boils down to the porosity of your hair as well. Like, if your hair can actually retain moisture.
Exactly.
So a lot of Black girls, our hair cannot retain moisture. It's a myth.
It's a lot.
It's an absolute myth. Because, you know, some Black guys will come, but I see a lot of like natural girls, naturalista girls, they have their hair out, different porosity.
Yeah, come on.
Mine is more prone to dryness, and probably Siobhan's as well. Like,
you know,
literally, oh, gosh,
I'm tired of
always having to defend
people.
Ourselves.
I'm telling you, but you know what? Let's do, you know what?
To
conclude ish,
yeah,
it's like I feel like, you know what, do what we love, right. And obviously, like you said, you've actually changed my mind on certain things.
Really?
I feel educated.
What? Yeah. Is pigs gonna fly at the sky?
This girl has been hunting me all the time. Every time I come over, she's hunting me and disturbing my peace.
What's happening? I need to read my star sign. Something ain't right.
She's actually disturbing my peace. Like, guys, I'm winking help. No, but you've educated me, and it's good to no, but it's good. You know, I'm trying to be the person that if I feel like I need to be educated in this sense, if you change my mind, I have to admit it.
Me too.
Yeah, I have to be that person. I can't always be strong in my conviction. Yeah, no, and it might not be right. So you've educated me in that sense, and I kind of understand it. So thanks for that. But I will say, obviously, it's good to is good to, I feel like you said, it's black cultural appropriation for me. In small doses, we do it. Like, again, not if we're not doing it for monetary purposes,
right?
We all kind of dip in it, but not to do appropriation. Do you get what I'm saying?
If I it's appreciation.
If I eat in Turkish food one day because I like
it, it's appreciation. And you're putting money in their pockets. Get?
But if I'm making it myself, also,
that's when it's peak.
What if I can't make Turkish food?
Yeah, you can, but are you selling it?
No, I'm not selling
it. Does a Turkish person know you're selling it?
I'm making Turkish food, but I'm giving it to my friends.
That's fine. For free. You're not selling it, though. You're not making money off of it. You don't disrespect Turkish people. Do you get what I mean? That's the fine line.
Okay, yeah.
Treat the people in the actual culture with respect and dignity. That's all, like...
That's it, man. That is it. Did you get it?
Yeah.
Do you have any more final points on that?
Huh?
Do you have any more final points on that?
No, I don't. You know, I think I've said what I need to say.
Is it?
I said what I said.
Okay.
Do you have any rants?
I do.
Oh, wow.
I have a big rant this week.
Come on, come through.
What? The rant that I have, I've been saving it.
Eh? Eh? This is going to be juicy.
Let me tell you this. Let me tell you the story.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, about a month ago, I'll say,
right,
I received a package. I didn't order a package. I received a package at my door addressed to me, Miss S. Watson. I remember this. Yeah, I received a package. And obviously, it was quite a nice box, isn't it? So I order things quite regularly. So I didn't know whether, I haven't ordered anything recently, but okay, obviously I signed for this package. And I thought maybe it could be a secret admirer. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah.
It could
oh.
be. Who knows? Maybe a guy like that. I don't know.
You know. Yeah. You have.
Maybe a guy like that. So I thought, okay, cool. This package now. So then I opened the box, and obviously it was around about August, September this happened. So I thought, that's kind of after my birthday. Maybe it's a little birthday
She's
present.
Hold it in her heart.
Somebody, you get me? Open the box, yeah. And it's a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, rah. The only person I could think that will buy me a Nintendo is my brother.
Right.
But he'll be buying it for me, for him. But that's the only person that I know that will be doing Nintendo. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's already got one. I was thinking, but raw, I'm too old for games. Who would buy me a Nintendo? And it was a pink one.
Mm-mm.
I was thinking, so who would buy me a Nintendo?
Mm-hmm.
This is dumb. I thought, this is dumb. Who? I said, you know when someone buys you a gift, yeah? For me, I like getting gifts, but make it make sense.
Yeah, for
don't
real.
Buy me something that you know I'm not going to use at all. I'm not going to use Nintendo Switch. I don't play games. I'm too old. Yeah? So I thought, okay. Then about 3 hours later, knock on my door. Someone came to the door and they're like, oh, sorry, did you receive a package? Because it's came to the wrong address. And they're dressed in the yellow thing.
I've heard this before, but every time I'm like,
yeah. So I'm like, I'm checking with them. They said to me they got the number. They got the whole computer thing. They're like, oh, yeah, this is the number. I checked. I said, oh, because I wasn't going to give it away at first. But I said, okay, let me just do the honest thing. Give them back the package, yeah? Nah, this is where the story thickens. I'm receiving a letter from very.co.uk.
What?
Yeah, I received a letter. First,
I don't know this part.
I ignored it. Like, I didn't, whatever. Then I received another letter yesterday. From very.co.uk. I don't run with very.co.uk. I haven't used a website in 10 years. I don't think I ever ordered from them and got anything from them at all. So I was thinking, wow, Very, when do I go? Very, that's a grandma website.
I think I know what you're coming with.
So the thing is saying that you're in arrears, £200 credit. They're saying something about you to pay £40 now. So obviously I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Let me ring them ASAP. I ring them now. They said, oh, what's your account number? I said, according to this letter, my account number is X, Y, Z. Then they're saying to me, okay. So I said, listen, I never ordered anything from you guys. What's going on? And they were like, do you sign for a package recently?
Jesus, because you had a Nintendo. Lord.
I said, excuse me? They said, yeah, you had a Nintendo. I said, okay. So I said, I did sign for a package. I said, yes, it was a Nintendo. But somebody came and got it back. They came to collect it. They were from another packaging website. The woman said to me, can you please describe that man? Describe who he looked like. Describe everything. Because this is fraud. I said, pardon?
So it was yours?
No, it wasn't mine, baby. It wasn't mine. The story is the person that came to collect it.
Yes.
they did fraud on me. So that person...
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. Technically it was yours. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, like that. Yeah. Yeah. So they addressed it to me like it was mine. But it was a case of the person that came dressed the second time. Can we get the plus?
Was the fraud person.
He's a fraud person. So he was the person like he's described to us what he looks like, what he was wearing.
Why?
And I was so upset because it was a black boy. Oh. So I was like... I said, yeah.
Come on, guys.
It was tall. You know what I mean?
Oh, mate. I was pink as well, bruv.
Do you get it? So I was like, obviously, I don't want to have to dub this guy in it, but at the same time, you're messing up with my finances.
You know, your credit as well, you know?
My credit. Yeah. So obviously, I said to the woman, oh, so what's going to happen? She goes, obviously, but this is going to be on your credit score as investigation. Can you imagine? Imagine you're living your peaceful life, not disturbing anybody.
How did they manage to get your details in every
That's
house?
What I said. I said, how did they manage to get my details? The woman was like, listen, these fraudsters, they're so smart. If you're online, you've signed up to anything, they can get you. There's a directory where everyone's details is on there. They just pick random people. Then they'll go to that address. They'll put they'll obviously order the package, order whatever. Then they'll order to your address and then they'll come and say, sorry, you've got a package here. No, it was wrong. We've come to
Do you know what? I'm so glad you've said this. It's going to really raise an awareness.
Can you imagine? So exactly. So I wasn't aware of this. And obviously...
Because I would have done the same thing.
Yeah. The woman said to me, next time, don't ever give the package back. Because you're thinking to yourself, I need to give the package back because it's not mine. It's been wrong. Because the boy at the door said to me, oh, obviously there's another Miss Siobhan Watson, but Ray must have got it wrong. I was like, oh, Siobhan Watson's what like that? He's like, yeah. That's like, what, wrong address? I said, okay, so I'll come to collect it. He had a computer in his hand. So jeez. That black boy, this is what they're going with. This
it was
is what
probably an iPad.
Fraudsters are doing this. They go to this extent where they're dressing up.
So what's going to happen? Like, so your credit card...
So the police are involved now.
What?
The police have to get involved. I'm expecting a call or a letter or a knock on the door from the police very soon.
Wow.
So guys, just be careful. Be careful.
Yeah.
The thing is, I didn't know that if you give it back to the... Because you don't know who these people are. There's right. No idea. They ask for no identification.
Exactly.
I thought he worked for Yodel because he dressed like he was working for a delivery person.
Wow.
Delivery people look like all different people. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, that's my rant. But just do better, guys, man. What are we... This hope for a Nintendo. Those little
crazy
Switch ones, you know.
That is absolutely crazy. But what? Yeah, that story was great.
That's my rant.
I don't have one. Like, that wasn't, well, I wouldn't say amazing, but that was a very,
no,
very
but you must have a rant. You don't have a rant for me, girl.
No, I don't, you know, but that was a worthy rant. Like,
is
you know,
it?
Everybody needs to know that because I would have done the same thing.
I'm 100%. Like, this
that's crazy. And I'm scared because I do have a very account from time ago and I don't think I've shut it down.
Easy.
So I need to go and check. Like, I've been thinking to do it for a long time. You know, like, well, you know them old ones like Little Woods?
Yes.
All them catalogues that
yes.
you don't order from?
Mm.
The dormant ones. I need to go and cancel all of them.
Just
because
cancel
people
them.
Are just hacking into their systems and just getting details like that.
Wow.
How are you able to order a whole Nintendo?
That's what I'm saying. But the thing is, I heard my friend worked with something like this, similar, you know. He said to me one time, this was ages ago, I just saw on Twitter, he must have tweeted and said, oh, somebody sent ASOS clothes to my address.
Mm-hmm.
And that, but he knew it was kind of fraud because mm-hmm. you know when you do like click and collect and all that kind of things mm-hmm. or pay later mm-hmm. kind of things, so people can just put it at any address and then be like, oh, sorry, wrong address, it wasn't for you.
Yeah, but what I don't get is where's the cash coming from?
That's
or
the
are
thing.
They using store cards or something?
Yeah, I think it's some kind of credit because I don't have nothing's come out of my bank account, thank
yeah,
God.
Yeah, it's a store card.
Yeah, so it's like probably it's like a case of, yeah, we're waiting for you to keep paying the store card gradually off because they said to me, I'm in £40. Arrears, even though the package cost like the Nintendo cost like £200, so they wasn't chasing me for the £200. They're chasing me for my putting my credit to keep paying off this store card or something.
Mm-mm.
I'm gonna have to look into this. It's mad, isn't it?
That's mad. And you know, they will mess up your credit.
I'm telling you.
I remember I did something. I can't remember what it was. It must have been Argos or something, and it was an arrears, and that was on my credit score thing. Yeah. And I was like, really? And it was like, I don't know, it was like £30 or something. Them store cards, they're
the
so dangerous. Like, I don't mind being in bad credit because of a mortgage or something, but
exactly.
for a store card, are you mad? Oh a my store gosh, card. Thank you nah, you're not going to ruin store my credit over £30.
What do you call it? Phone contracts.
Yes.
I can't. Like,
them small, small the things small, there. Small. Nah. You're like, not going to ruin my credit over
mess
that.
Me up. I don't mean to expose myself here, but T-Mobile messed me up as well because oh those credits, they stay on your file for years.
Yeah, like six years. This is from, it's so old. I don't even know where it came from. I'm like, Argos, when did I buy something from Argos? It's mad.
And it's so sad because you've paid, you can pay off.
Literally,
it off,
but it will
done,
be there.
But it will be there.
Staring.
Nah. The government needs to actually talk about this kind of thing. But this is sad, you know.
Yeah, for real.
No?
But yeah. But yeah, that was a wonderful, wonderful episode. You need to go home.
Thank you.
It's late. I don't want you to be walking because you walked here. This girl is mad, you know. She walked here.
But you know what? My road is having some refurbishments at the moment. Oh. The actual road. So if I move my car, I might not get my parking space back.
Oh, I hear that.
So
I was thinking,
I'll just quickly walk.
Might as well get the exercise in.
You know?
I hear that.
As well. It is.
But
well.
Yeah, this has been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful episode. It's great to be back. And
it's great to be back, guys.
We are praying that we can keep it consistent.
We
will
do.
Every fortnight.
Amen.
It'll be amazing. But yeah. Tune into us next time.
Next time.
And we look forward to hearing. No, for you to listen again. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.